Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Well, good afternoon. Today is January the 11th, and I'm here with Scott Patty.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon. We're glad to be on another podcast this week. We started one last week, and we're here for another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kicking off the year,
2021. So yesterday you preached from Romans chapter 9, and most of the time we sit here on these podcasts and we talk through the sermon, but in the month of January, we're actually taking a break from doing that. We're going to talk about discipleship in 2021. Yeah. So if you're listening and you didn't get to hear that sermon, that's going to be posted. You can go listen to that. It's already posted, but you can go listen to that sermon. It was a great sermon from Romans chapter 9, and it's good to kind of be back in Romans again.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah,
it's always a place to pick up, though. You know, after a 7 week break over the December, late November, December season, and then jump right back into Romans 9.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. But I thought it was funny because you talked about in your sermon, because if you read Romans 8 and you jump to 12, it's like, well, that fits.
Yeah.
But there is a place for Romans 9 through 11.
Sure.
And it's
I'm really looking
forward to Romans 10, because that's one of my favorite chapters of the Bible.
Okay.
I love Romans 10.
Okay.
So I'm glad that Romans 10 is in the Bible.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, good. Yeah. And these chapters, I was just going to say, these chapters are very important because they are the affirmation that God's word does not fail.
Yeah.
His purposes will be accomplished.
Yeah.
And that he does it in his means, which is, as we see, as he lays out in the Old Testament, beginning with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He lays out the purposes and plan and word of God are carried forth by God's choosing, God's election for his purposes to show his glory. And that is, there's no injustice with God doing that.
Yeah.
So they're really foundational.
Yeah.
So I mean, yes, we could read the end of 8 and go to 12 and it would make sense, but we need these three chapters to really root us in this foundational truth that God's word does not fail. There is no injustice with him.
Yeah, great. Well, look forward to another sermon coming up next week. And, you know, it's before we jump into talking about discipleship in 2021, and I know a lot of our congregation is probably already praying, Scott, but just a reminder, you know, I know that a lot of people watch the events of last week unfold in our country and are just kind of pondering, man, what is going on? And there's a lot of thought behind these events. So just encourage our congregation to pray.
We do need to pray. Yeah. We need to pray. I'm going to keep pounding that home.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying it.
Yeah.
That Christians are called to be in prayer.
Yeah.
At all seasons,
right?
But particularly when we have seasons like this, you know, we live in a democracy, and there was rioting and there was violence in our nation's capital, and it went at the governmental process, and that's serious, and we need to be in prayer about that.
Yeah.
And when I say be in prayer about that, I mean by that because we understand that God is sovereign over all things, and he's working all things, and we need to ask him to work in the processes of this week that are coming up, like today and tomorrow, in such a way that God will get glory, justice will be upheld, truth will be told, and that we will be able to move on with our lives in, as the Bible says, in godliness, you know, quietness, godliness, dignity, you know, following Jesus.
Yeah. So, yeah. I will say, you know, you mentioned, I believe last time we were had a podcast about how you prayed through the Psalms. You pick a Psalm either for a month or however long you pray through it. And I kind of took you up on that. It was such an encouragement to be in some Psalms last week. And what I love about prayer, Scott, is sometimes when you're praying, this name start coming in your mind. And you're like, why is that name there? I'm just going to start praying. And it was just such a sweet time to be in prayer last week, even as the events unfolded, but being prayer for our people as they process and work through what's going on and just prayer. And I think it was really good, encouraging. So thanks. So yes,
let's be praying today and this week.
Absolutely. So let's talk about discipleship in 2021. So for those that missed last week, you may want to listen to the podcast last week. We started off just talking about the opportunity before us in a new year. We even talked a little bit about, is it okay to have, you know, kind of a plan moving into a new year? And then we kind of went in last week to talk about our individual discipleship.
Yeah.
How do we grow? So we spent time talking about a couple of things, mainly Bible reading and prayer.
Yeah.
So we talked about our Bible reading plans, which you can find on our website under resources. And we're just putting out today, we handed it out Sunday, yesterday, but our Devoted to Prayer prayer guide, which is in Romans 12. So we'll be praying through that in the month of January. So I encourage people to find that online. We have a digital copy. It'll help your prayer life. So that all plays into what we talked about last week, which is our individual discipleship.
Yeah.
But this week, what I want to talk about, Scott, is our discipleship as a congregation, corporately together, because it happens as an individual, but it also happens as a congregation.
Yeah.
And so what I want to ask you is, we throw a word around here a lot, which we call mutual discipleship. It's this idea that we're discipling one another as we live in community. So first of all, in your mind, when I say that, what is mutual discipleship? Define that for us. But then also, how does this work out? How does this play out in a congregation?
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. We are discipling each other. But the idea behind it is, there is that we as a congregation, we as brothers and sisters in Christ, are to be contributing to each other's lives so that we can follow Christ.
Okay, good.
So we do have in the church teachers, preachers, leaders, discussion facilitators, you know, all that here at Grace. But that does not take the place of one-on-one or small group or friendship, believer to believer, encouraging each other and discipling each other, helping each other in our discipleship. That's a good way of saying it. So you can see discipleship in the congregational context as, you know, one person helping another, one person helping a small group, but you can also see it as two people who are just iron sharpening iron, two people mutually encouraging one another. So they both have their place, and we hope we're doing both. But mutual discipleship is the understanding that it's not top down one person or just a small group of people doing all the discipling. It is together, the church living, in such a way that people are following Christ because they live together in this kind of relationship. So that's what we mean by it.
Good. So what I'm hearing you say, Scott, is that this is, we're all playing a role in this. We're working together on this. It's not a top-down mutual discipleship. It's working together. So how would you encourage us in 2021 to mutually disciple one another? Like, what is this opportunity before us? How can we do this well?
Well, here are a few ways, and I'll tick them off, and you can stop me and ask questions in the middle of this list. But the first thing is we have to be together.
Okay, good.
We have to connect with each other.
Yeah.
So I know right now we're in this season where schedules are altered and people are being careful and some people are still not back at church, but we still have to be intentional and find ways to be connected.
Yeah.
So obviously the most obvious one is to assemble together.
Yeah.
You know, so go to church. Again, I'm taking into account that we're in a season where that's disrupted a bit, but we can certainly still be calling each other.
Yeah.
I was on a Zoom prayer meeting last night for our missionaries overseas. So there are ways to be connected.
Good.
You mentioned earlier about personal discipleship and the emphasis we put on prayer and scripture, and the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, our mutual discipleship is when we're together around the Word of God and in prayer together, and I would add even in service together.
That's good.
So these friendships, these relationships as brothers and sisters in Christ develop, and part of that's conversation, but there also needs to be intentional time if we're going to do mutual discipleship for prayer and the Word of God and service together.
Yeah, good. So that's kind of how we do this together, how we mutually disciple one another.
Well, and I think along with that, you know, we could lay out some other things and maybe some guidelines.
Yeah.
Our guidance, when we're relating to each other, you know, all kinds of biblical exhortations come to mind, like speak the truth in love.
That's good.
There's something very helpful about speaking to each other the truth of God's word. About trying to help each other apply the truth of God's word to some very specific situations in life, and then doing it in love.
Yeah.
So that's what Ephesians tells us to do. You know, love, I think doing it in love means that if you start, if we start with each other with the assurance that we love each other,
yeah,
and that we care about each other, then truth speaking, you know, helping each other in the truth of God's word is received a lot better.
Yeah.
So that's a way we mutually disciple one another. You know, if Hebrews says, along with assembling, Hebrews also says we're to exhort one another to love and to good deeds. So what does that mean to constantly be seeing the best in people, to constantly be seeing for them and for ourselves obedience to the word, exhorting to really move forward in love, really move forward in service? Certainly praying for one another.
Yeah.
I think one of my frustrations regarding this point, Justin,
yeah,
is that we give so much lip service to prayer, and also it's become such a trite phrase.
Yeah.
That we don't,
like, I'll pray for you.
Yeah, yeah. That we don't actually pray for one another, and when we do, we almost don't even believe it's going to matter.
Yeah.
I just don't want to live like that.
That's good.
I'm so jealous to not live like that, but for our church to live in a spirit of prayer.
That's good.
Stop, drop, and pray.
Yeah.
And believe that God can work in our lives.
Yeah.
It's just so important. Why does the Bible tell us this? Why does it say be devoted to prayer?
Yeah.
You know, or another translation is be constant. In prayer, constant in prayer.
Yeah.
And yet we give such lip service to it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just keep calling us to it.
Yeah.
Whether you are in your quiet time, I don't know. I don't remember the couple of times yesterday just stopping right where I was. Yesterday being Sunday, being the Lord's Day at church when I was around people, just stopping right there and having a word of prayer and believing that God was hearing me and hearing us. So praying for one another, bearing one another's burdens. So anyway, I think, it's relational. It doesn't have to be step by step. It doesn't have to be highly organized.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being together around the word in prayer with the Lordship of Jesus first and foremost in our minds, and then encouraging and exhorting and even sometimes maybe correcting and helping each other walk in that way.
You know, and I think at Grace, we always talk about this often being organic, that it's not always the structured stuff that you find in a program. Okay, we're going to do this, this, and this. I mean, two examples. I mean, I called an individual last week from Grace. They just had a baby not too long ago. And before I knew it, we were talking about Psalm 46 and is how it's encouraging us. And we were just back and forth. That was mutual discipleship.
Yeah.
And that I left that conversation, Scott, more encouraged in the Lord. And then yesterday, people were coming. I had four or five individuals or families come and say, hey, can you tell me all of our missionaries? Mm-hmm. I want to write them down. And I knew what that was for. I want to go home and I want to pray for them. Yeah. So again, it's this idea that we're together, we're praying together, we're in the Word together, but it doesn't always have to be program-driven. Yeah. A lot of times it's not. It's the very organic nature of discipleship.
Yeah, and also it can be a program.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Like you here at Grace are in charge of facilitating the process of small groups.
Right.
Now, again, I know what season we're in, with altered schedules. But even now, in this altered schedule season, and certainly when things are back to normal, I would call people to jump in on the organization.
Yeah, yeah.
To get in on the organized discipling opportunities that we provide here at Grace.
Yeah.
And I think the thing I would just press in, I know you think you want to go to take this in another direction. That's great. But before we do, let me just press in and say that in 2021, you know, let's don't drift. I mean, I want to say to people, make up your mind. You're going to be intentional.
Yeah.
About connecting with brothers and sisters in Christ
so
that you can be a part of their encouraging, discipling life with Christ and they a part of yours.
Yeah, that's good.
It just has to happen
or
we're going to just flounder.
Yeah, I almost kind of hear a plan, like you've got a plan as an individual last week to, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to make a plan to read the Bible in this new year's, what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's almost another plan to say, I'm going to sit down and make it my desire to be involved and intentional with the body of Christ, however I'm allowed and able to do that during this season.
Yeah. And there are people doing it.
Right, absolutely.
Because I get reports of that, and you know, they might say, well, you know, I'm doing that. Tell me something more. And I'm like, I don't have anything more for you.
Just keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's you know, it's that's the journey.
Good. Well, here's one question, Scott, that I have is often people, when they think about congregation and relating to one another, they may say, Scott, that's great. But I know at times I'm going to have that relationship where we may not agree on everything. And that may make it challenging. How would you encourage us as a church or as people relating to one another in Grace Community Church, how to walk together when maybe there's a disagreement?
We don't have any disagreements at Grace Community Church, do we? What are you talking about?
We're made of people.
That was so hypothetical on your part, right? Just what if? Kind of a what if.
What?
Well,
for someday for us to consider.
Well, I would have several thoughts. One, the first thought that comes in my head is it's really important to ask what the nature of the what is the nature of the disagreement.
Yeah.
What do we disagree about? So that is both a that comes from both a biblical priority point of view and just a practical relational point of view.
Yeah.
So there are times when the disagreements are, you know, they're not a big deal at all, and you can just say, yeah, I can be at peace with that.
Right.
We don't agree, and it's fine. I don't necessarily have an example off the top of my head, but I don't know, you know, the style of music we have, whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There are times when we say, no, this is an important issue, and let's if we can, let's talk about it and see if we can convince each other. and if we don't convince each other, at least we've learned something from each other.
Yeah.
And then I guess there would be times too, Justin, when the disagreements are so bad that it might require separation, not in terms of love, but like in terms of work together or service together, or even church life together. And that's happened.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why that is, except that I know that it is.
Yeah.
And for the greater peace, you know, that's kind of why there are different churches or different kinds of churches,
right?
Because some of the disagreements are such that people have said it's important enough that we probably need to covenant with others for membership that agree on these issues.
Yeah.
So, you know, ask what the nature of the disagreement is and kind of which level. Is it? There are other things that are put out that are more articulate in terms of the level that can go with that. But that would be one thing. You know, of course, when we're talking about disagreement, it's always important to learn to listen to other people. And to be honest, when you're listening, to be really honest about what you're hearing and to be honest about what you're saying with people. That's hard because we live in a disagreeable world. I don't know that it's any different than it's always been, but it sure feels like it's heightened in our day, in these days. And I find a lot of just lack of listening, and I find a lot of lack of honesty about what we're hearing. You know, we attribute to other people the worst when they're not really saying that.
Yeah.
And and then when we speak back, maybe we're not speaking with the kind of honesty that we need to. And so, I don't know if that helps anybody, but just be honest.
Yeah.
You know, obviously another thing, I've already mentioned love. I mentioned that earlier, but you know, when you disagree with somebody, they're your brother or sister in Christ and you disagree, I think it's very appropriate to start with love. Like let somebody know up front, look, I love you. I care about you. I'm your friend. The point is not to prove a point or to be, you know, to be disagreeable with you, but I just want to ask you about this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can start down the road of talking about a disagreement. But often, you know, that will be helpful.
Yeah.
And then kind of going back to what I said earlier, if you find that you can disagree and be at peace, then by all means do so.
Yeah.
Like be at peace.
Yeah.
Like let's ask ourselves, what are we unified around?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is our mission? And then let's keep praying together and keep serving together.
Yeah.
Keep talking. Mm-hmm. And be at peace. One more thing, and then you can ask me, or we can talk some more. But I think also there might be those times where people are not going to be able to come to terms, and it's a very important issue. And so maybe if there is a time when people have to separate for whatever that means, you know, not be the part of the same church or whatever, doing it as peacefully as possible would be helpful. But that's handling disagreement. Yeah. But we don't. Hopefully we can agree. Hopefully we can come to the mind of Christ on things.
Yeah.
And go back up to the idea of let's mutually disciple each other. Let's be involved in each other's lives and not be separating over things that we don't need to.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Scott. You talked about going back, kind of that purpose.
Yeah,
I think for me, when I've walked with brothers and sisters who maybe I don't agree on every aspect that they're talking about, if I can come back to what's our purpose, what are we really here for, that brings everything back to, oh yeah, this is what we can move forward, even if we don't agree on that, in this purpose. It's not going to divide us.
Yeah,
and that really, for me, it's very, very helpful.
Yeah,
to keep the purpose, the main purpose.
I think one of the things, back to mutual discipleship, I think one of the things that is very important for us to learn is that we should at least try. Let me back up. Okay, we're Christians, and we are in the body of Christ, and we would hope that would mean there is a difference in the way we relate to each other, that we're relating to each other to help each other conform to Christ, not to get people to conform to us.
Right.
So I would hope in our mutual discipleship, if we come across a disagreement, that we would handle it differently than just retreating to our corner.
Yeah.
Or coming out swinging.
Yeah.
Either way you want to look at a boxing match, I would hope we're not there.
Yeah, that's good.
That we would come back and say, wait a minute, we're together. How do we disciple each other? How do we help each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do at Grace.
Good.
You know, building spiritually healthy people for ministry in the world.
Yeah, good. Well, thanks. That's a great way to end this podcast, just thinking about mutual discipleship, how we do that together, how we walk together in disagreements. One thing I would just leave with is during these times, I think we find ourselves in a unique place.
Mm-hmm.
It's don't let that stop you from mutually discipling one another.
Yeah.
And this is a challenge to myself as well, but I mean, I've recently just been sitting down writing names down of people at Grace that I can try to reach out to, contact, and I would just say, man, what would it look like if we had 100 people that were sitting down writing names down of 8 to 10 people saying, I'm going to make sure that they're connected and that they are prayed for, that I'm encouraging them and giving them the opportunity to encourage me. Mm-hmm. I think, man, that what a great way to start 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Scott. We look forward to another podcast next week.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.